Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, King Yayati Achieves Liberation. Text number 3. It's in the back. On the window. Basta eko vane kaschid. Vichinvan priyam atmanaha. Dadarsha kupe patitam svakarma vashagam magjam. Okay. Basta goat eka one vane in a forest kaschit some vichinvan searching for food. Priyam, very dear. Atmanaha, for himself. Dadarsha, so by chance. Kupe, within a well. Patitam, fallen. Svakarma vashagam, under the influence of the results of fruitive activities. Ajam, a she-goat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, while wandering in the forest, eating to satisfy his senses, a he-goat by chance approached a well, in which he saw a she-goat standing helplessly, having fallen into it by the influence of the results of fruitive activities. Purport. Here Maharaj Yayati compares himself to a he-goat and Devayani to a she-goat and describes the nature of man and woman. Like a he-goat, a man searches for sense gratification, wandering here and there, and a woman without the shelter of a man or husband is like a she-goat that has fallen into a well. Without being cared for by a man, a woman cannot be happy. Indeed, she is just like a she-goat that has fallen into a well and is struggling for existence. Therefore, a woman must take shelter of her father, as Devayani did when under the care of Shukracharya, and then the father must give the daughter in charity to a suitable man, or a suitable man should help the woman by placing her under the care of a husband. This is shown vividly by the life of Devayani. When King Yayati delivered Devayani from the well, she felt great relief and requested Yayati to accept her as his wife. But when Maharaj Yayati accepted Devayani, he became too attached and had sex life not only with her, but with others like Sharmishta. Yet, still he was dissatisfied. Therefore, one should retire by force from such family life as Yayati's. When one is fully convinced of the degrading nature of worldly family life, one should completely renounce this way of life, take sannyasa, and engage himself fully in the service of the Lord. Then one's life will be successful. So this material world revolves, everything is about sex. This is what the Shastras are telling us. And I remember I was telling this to some friend of mine. We were before becoming a devotee. Somehow I realized that this is what happens. So we were like working in this company and trying to do this serious business, you know, like dressed up, you know, like we had to dress up in a shirt, you know, like. And we went to the mall to eat and so on. And I looked at this guy, him, and I said, "Listen, my friend, we would not do anything if there will not be women around." By women, I'm speaking about this sex desire, you know, like. So people do a lot of things to impress women. That's why they have big cars, that car, that the other car, that. So everything is about in the material world is about sex, in one way or another. So there is some culture in Vedic culture. Vedic culture recognizes that this sexual energy, this female energy also, is very, very powerful, and you cannot play with it. Don't play with this. So that's why there is a culture like this. Here you have Devayani, who is under the protection of her father, and then under the protection of her husband. So that's Vedic culture. And if this energy is loose, is not controlled, then it's a disaster. Prabhupada would say they had this movement of liberation, female liberation. And then Prabhupada would, which is very popular nowadays, it's not even a movement anymore, it's ingrained in the society. So Prabhupada was questioning this. What this liberation? Well, this means that we are free to do whatever we like. And then Prabhupada explained that actually this is the man, intelligent man. They are thinking, okay, you are free to do whatever you like. So they enjoy, and they don't take any consequences. Then she becomes pregnant, and then her liberation, her free will, is if to kill the child or beg from the government. That's Prabhupada's explanation of what liberation means. So this female energy is very, very, very powerful. And we should, there's some culture, in Vedic culture there's some rules about Matajis and Prabhus associating. Otherwise it's going to be a disaster. Like I know one devotee, he was a brahmachari, Mahatma Prabhu said, I'm a brahmachari, I just changed the name of Hari. I don't know, what's next? Then he meets her, and then the fall down is starting, and so this brahmachari, this is true case. This brahmachari, I'm following you on Facebook, where we met at some point, and then he falls in love. She's a devotee, of course. Now, I mean, she's a devotee, he's a devotee, and they fall in love. You know, it's love. It's all about love. And after, they get married. Well, until here it's all good. You know, it's not, no problem. It's all good. They get married. They have a child. And then after they have a child, I'm just looking sometimes, you know, on Facebook you have some things that are popping up, what people are doing. So I see many picture of children, which is normal, you know, like people like their children. And after some time, you see there's no more, nothing devotional anymore. Finish. And then you see there's no more neck beads. You can see it, it's finished. No, I don't know what's the status, but so apparently they are not devotees anymore. So that's what happens when people fall in love. They really fall from Krishna consciousness, because this kind of love marriages, they are not so much recommended in Krishna consciousness, because usually this love means there is not so much compatibility. Anyway, there is a Vaishnava culture, and if we should implement it, and we should be careful about this, because like if you want to have some brahmacharis, if the matajis always go to, oh Prabhu, can you help me move the harmony? Yeah. Oh yes, yes, Mataji, sure. After some time, no more brahmacharis. Finished. You know, like it. Come on. So anyway, there's some culture in this regard, and it's good to know it. More important, At least in the temple. On the street you cannot have so much culture, you know, like Matajis now go to for Sankirtan and distribute books and they cannot say, look, I'm shy and humble. Like also we the devotees usually are humble and shy and not gonna say anything. But you go in Sankirtan, you have to say something. I you know. Whatever. Anyway, so there's some culture, there's just some side point. And here, King Yayati, he laments that he wasted a lot of his life in this goat business. Like he was just thinking about sex life. But because he was regulated, this sex life brought him to the point of saturation, of feeling okay. There should be something else. And so now he's at the point where he renounces. So this is, this sex life is just a waste of time, actually. The whole material life is a waste of time. And the best thing you can do for people is to tell them that they are wasting their time. I was, I woke up a bit earlier, and because sometimes it's cold in this temple, so I didn't want to get out of the blanket, so I got my tablet and I started reading. So I was reading about Lord Shiva, this churning of the milk ocean, and there's two verses. There's this part where Lord Shiva is asked to drink the poison. And there's two, it's wonderful verses, instructions for everyone. Lord Shiva says, people in general, being bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always engaged in animosity towards one another. But devotees, even at the risk of their own temporary lives, try to save them. So Lord Shiva says that people are wasting their time. And devotees see this. And they try to save them. And then he says, my dear gentle wife Bhavani, when one performs benevolent activities for others, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is very pleased. And when the Lord is pleased, I am also pleased, along with all other living creatures. Therefore, let me drink this poison, for all the living entities may thus become happy because of me. So Lord Shiva says, okay, yeah, there's some poison in this universe, so no problem, I will drink it so everyone can become happy. So that's the general state of mind. A devotee is interested in how to make others happy, and he doesn't care that he's a bit inconvenienced that in this process. And of course, we know that nobody is happy in the material world, and there is no method to find happiness. Lord Chaitanya is saying, and Srila Prabhupada is also saying, telling us, okay, people cannot be happy in the material world. There is no such happiness. So the only way to be happy is to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, they will not be happy. So that's what we are trying to do. And so that's why we have this Prabhupada marathon. We might not feel so much. This is the cure for the disease. Sometimes maybe we don't have so much faith. Okay, but because Srila Prabhupada knows what's the solution, he's telling us, yeah, you go and distribute books. Like, okay. And there was at some point one question from one devotee. She asked her spiritual master, but you know, like, I don't feel compassion for people. I just go there for Sankirtan. I distribute some books, and I don't feel any compassion, you know, I don't care about these people. And her spiritual master said, no worries, no problem, because your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, they feel compassion. And if you're just an instrument, then it's all right. You're just an instrument for that compassion. Like a doctor. A doctor, he feels compassion. He doesn't feel compassion. He's just doing. So Srila Prabhupada feels compassion. And Srila Prabhupada knows what's the cure for the people. So we maybe don't feel like, oh, I'm so compassionate to these people on the street. Maybe I don't care about them. But I'm just acting under the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada feels compassion and, okay, I'm just doing. So, because these books, they really can change lives. You can see again and again so many devotees who are made from these books. Lalit Govinda Prabhu was telling me that he got these books 3 years before meeting devotees. 3 years, yeah? So he became a devotee. He didn't meet devotees, but he became a devotee. So it's amazing. And so many people you meet like that, you know, like that. They get some books somehow, and then you see them on the street, and they're like, Hare Krishna. And they're like, what? You know, they didn't meet devotees, but they're like devotees, some sort of devotees. Of course, they need association after. But these books really change lives, you know. Like if someone reads them, then their life can be changed. And of course, sometimes people don't appreciate it. People don't come and are thankful. Oh, thank you! These books are gonna change my life. Yes, finally I got what I was looking for. No, they have no idea what they're... Sometimes it happens, you know, like... But most of the times people don't feel like that. Oh, I feel so good. But after some time, you'll see that there's some change. And so that's the mood. You cannot expect when you go for Sankirtan that people will just hug you and you're like, yes, I was waiting for these books my whole life. most of the people think that they want to have nothing to do with these books, but they do, you know, because they are all spiritual. So, the most important is that Krishna will appreciate, and Srila Prabhupada, they will appreciate. You go, you distribute the books, you do your duty, and they will appreciate. And if people appreciate also, that's nice. If they don't appreciate, that's also nice. What to do, you know? And if you do this, Srila Prabhupada would say that you distribute books and everything else will come. It's a very practical situation. Very practical. Sometimes there's some things happening. I have this experience that sometimes your situation is happening. Go for Sankirtan. Come back. The situation is just problem solved. You know, like some solved, and sometimes you know, like it's so obvious what to do. You know, like oh, okay, it's clear. No problem. Finish. I was talking with Uddhava Mitra. He told me how he does his household things. He just goes for Sankirtan. He needs a plumber. He goes for Sankirtan. And then he's talking to people and he meets a plumber. He's searching in the paper. He's calling this plumber. Oh, I'm sorry, I can have you in 2 months. That other one, you know, and you don't know if he's reliable, and you don't know. And then he goes for Sankirtan, and he meets a plumber. You know, like, and he says, you know, I have this problem with my house. Yeah, no problem. I can come tomorrow. So, anyway, like these days, I was asking because his health is not so good. So he said he needed a doctor. I needed some analysis being done, and he, you know, like I heard in Slovenia, like in many countries, the medical system is quite complicated. If you want to have some analysis being done, you have to make a reservation, and in a few months, maybe, you know, probably it's designed that after you die, they will have some analysis. You know, like they will say, "Oh, he was suffering from this disease." Oh, nice, good. So anyway, so he needed some analysis, and he went for Sankirtan to Žalec, I think, or somewhere, and he met this doctor. He was a doctor, I mean a good doctor. So he meets this doctor in Sankirtan, and this doctor, he tells him also, "Oh, you're a doctor," and he tells him, and he says, "Oh, okay, come, and he's going to that doctor's place, and he's making the analysis, and, "Oh, you have this problem and that problem," you know, like this. So like, okay. So this is very practical. Not only from Krishna conscious perspective, but you please Krishna, and Krishna can arrange, because he's God, you know. Like, so he can arrange things that everything is all right, you know. Like, as of course not according to what we our greed, but according to our needs. But anyway, and so the standard method in this movement is that you go for Sankirtan, and everything else will be provided somehow. it works. Yeah, you do it more. So it works. Some practical hints. Because we have these Prabhupada marathons. So they say, there's this, Prabhupada used to say, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle. So we heard this a few times before. So very important, we need to keep the purity. Without purity, things are not gonna happen. And no matter what you do, don't sacrifice this purity. No matter when whenever some like Padayatra or marathon or tours, when we have this, I always His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj always says the same thing. He says, be very regulated. So that's the core, the main instruction for book distribution in general, but always, you know, like, you wake up, you don't cut corners, especially not on sadhana. If you cut corners on sadhana, finished. You know, like, better go a bit later than cut corners on sadhana. So you wake up, you chant serious rounds. Vaisheshika Prabhu says, your sadhana must be strong, serious, and sincere. So during this marathon, when you chant, you pray. Like, you're in this prayerful mood. "Oh, Krishna, Krishna, I'm useless. Please help do something. Yeah, I'm really useless. I have no idea how this is going to happen. But you can do it. So, please." Anyway, very, very important. We should pray. Like, this japa should be like really serious. And yeah, then sadhana, and then you take some prasadam and you go out. What else you have to do? Yeah, you do. If you have some service, you do your take some prasadam, finish your service. It's not gonna take 5 hours. You're gonna do it, and then you go out, and you stay as much as you can. Whatever the capacity is, and you just try, you know. And So this is one way where the purity, you can see the purity, that you don't cut corners on sadhana. And other thing is you don't cut corners on how you act with people. Like this is very, very important. Numbers are important, but also how you make these numbers. So we don't cut corners, you know. Like Srila Prabhupada was asked at some point, "How do you Srila Prabhupada, how can we recognize your someone who is your disciple?" And Srila Prabhupada says, "He's a perfect gentleman." So when we go out, we are really representing Srila Prabhupada. So we should be like really like perfect gentlemen and gentle like this. That people will say, "Oh, I met this person, and wow, you know, like." Or at least don't leave them with a bad impression. Don't be like you meet so many people, and when they have everywhere these Jehovah's Witnesses, they have such a bad reputation. It's so bad, you know, like so many times people, when I stop them, they're like, and then they realize that I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, and they are like, I'm sorry, I thought you're a Jehovah's Witness. You know, like, so this means that they probably don't know how to treat people. You know, like, so yeah, we should. Shipanchatatva ki jai, shigornitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this means we should act like gentlemen. Very important. Vaisheshika Prabhu says, leave everyone with a good impression. So it's not so much about, of course, numbers are important because these people, they get a book and their life is changed in some way. But it doesn't, we cannot do anything just because we have to distribute the book. So it's not like, well, they had this slogan in ISKCON, by hook or by crook, distribute the book. So it doesn't go like that, because if you do some crazy things and to distribute the books, eventually, if the purity is not there, short term you might have results, long term it's a crash, you know, like it's not gonna work. Oh, and the other thing which is very important, we should develop. Because what we're trying to develop is some transcendental consciousness. So this means a bit of goodness. Goodness means sense of duty. Because sometimes it's easy to go, you have these devotees who go out first one day and they distribute 50 books, 100 books, 200 books. And then you don't see them for months, you know, like. So this is not so impressive, because this is not about passion. It's not a marathon is not about passion. You have some passion and you go and distribute first day something and then finish, you know, like. No, it's about being steady. It's about being steady. It's about being regulated and going every day. It's a long time to go 30 days every day for Sankirtan. And you have to develop some goodness, some sense of duty. You know, like, yeah, I don't want to go today, but I will go because Prabhupada wants me to go. So what to do, you know, like. So that's very, very important. You can be fired up like for 5 minutes, 2 hours, one day. 2 days, but if it's just some passion, then it's not gonna last. So it's good to develop this goodness, this sense of duty. So yeah, that's some just some ideas. Be very regulated. Keep your sadhana. Act like gentlemen with people, And do it out of a sense of duty, not about, you know, like, oh, I'll be the first. I will vanquish Lila Shuka Prabhu because he will distribute double as many books as you. No, just do it out of duty, the best you can. That's it. If there's some questions, complaints, concerns, please. Okay, Gyana Prabhu, the questioner.
There is this verse in Nectar of Devotion, Anya Bilat Sita Sunyam Kyana Karmadaravrita. What is pure devotional service? And because in the verse you spoke about, in the verse it was speaking about this goat who fell into the well because of fruitive activities.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned, emphasized yourself about the purity. So when we do this service to go out to give them transcendental literature, how we come to this pure devotional service in this activity, because many times we might have fruitive mentality or this jnana upside that we want liberation. So how we can come into the pure devotional service in this marathon?
If we would come in 30 days in this, we can write a book how to come to pure devotional service in 30 days. Usually to come to pure devotional service, it takes a bit more than 30 days.
No, I didn't mean that we come pure devotees, but to act.
There is the purity.
You
try. First thing is that you act. You know, like they say, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaraditi vremana bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Shukadev Goswami says, if you have desires for akama, means you have no desire, no material. Sarva kama, you have all desires. Moksha kama, you desire liberation. You should do bhakti yoga. So, if you have desires, or you have no desires, or you desire liberation, you should go out and distribute books. And if you go, you know, like if you have to go anyway, then you can try to meditate on what you're doing. You know, like you might end up in front of the train station with some books in your hand, and you might ask yourself, "What am I doing here?" So then you try to understand, to remember from the Shastra, what are you doing there? They say, first be conscious and then be Krishna conscious. So if you just do it and you're conscious of what you're doing. Because we all read a bit from the Shastra and we understand what we are doing, then it's gonna be completely different. And even if you don't feel, if you feel something else, you think, I should be doing this to please Prabhupada. Okay. Let's try. And then 5 minutes, I'm doing this. I'm just sharing, you know. Sometimes I'm like, for 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm doing this to please Prabhupada. And then I forget, you know, like. And then I remember, there was something there. Okay, I'm doing this to please Prabhupada. Okay. And then I meditate on Srila Prabhupada. So, yeah, okay, I'm doing this to please Prabhupada. Okay. And my spiritual master and the whole parampara. So that's, yeah, just to be conscious. If you're conscious of what you're doing, then it's some taste. If you're doing this mechanically, then it's completely different. I don't know. It's just some ideas. Okay, something else? Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.